Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. I have a significant announcement in the middle of the show today. All good, don't worry. I'll tell you about that. As you can hear, my voice is kind of shot, so hopefully I can make it through. But there's so much good stuff today. I didn't want to hand out a generic episode. The late night shows have been talking about the Supreme Court hearings. Jimmy Kimmel said it's the most supportive Jackson has had since Thriller came out. I like that one. Fallon, right now, Biden's like, hey, I nominated you. It's only fair that we split that approval rating. Come on. Fallon, yep, the only way it could have been higher is if she ended with a water bottle flip. Kimmel, she said that the fact she was even nominated shows how far we've come as a country. And so some of the Republican senators on the committee have been hard at work to show how far we haven't. Gordon, this is how low the U.S. government has fallen. We've gone from let's put a man on the moon within this decade to maybe someday we can get at least one Republican to vote for a qualified woman. Two quick late night adjacent stories. Seth Meyers has written a book. It's called I'm Not Scared, You're Scared. It's about a cowardly bear, a courageous rabbit, and what they learn from each other. That's right. The bear sleeps with a bell tied to his door so he'll know if an intruder crosses his threshold. Because even a bear that's easily scared is a very heavy sleeper. That's good advice, I think. Rabbit sleeps with her door wide open and brushes her teeth while hanging from a tree branch by her ears. Rabbit sounds a little wild. Rabbit persuades bear to set out on an adventure. Fear ensues, plus mild and pleasant danger, and of course, teamwork. The moral is simple. The trick is to do it with a friend, so you can take turns being each other's backbone. Thank you, Seth Meyers. I'm really excited about this next thing, and it's probably the main reason I didn't hand in a generic today. From Deadline, a Johnny Carson biopic. That's awesome. I love Johnny Carson. When they started putting the Carson classics, like the old Tonight Shows on, you know, whatever, MeTV or one of those at 11 o'clock, I watched that every night for like a year. I love Carson. So you're wondering, who's going to play Johnny Carson? Well, obviously, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You know, when you look at them side by side, you add a little makeup, it's going to work. A high-profile series, says Deadline, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Johnny Carson, written by Deadwood creator David Milch, that's no slouch, directed by Jay Roach, no slouch. The project is called King of Late Night. The series will follow the life and career of late-night TV pioneer Johnny Carson from New York to L.A. to the Las Vegas Strip. King of Late Night will reveal how Johnny's diehard connection to his audience overlapped with his lifelong desire for a basic quality of life, or how his beloved on-screen persona came into conflict with the more colorful aspects of his personal life. Deadline says there have been multiple previous attempts to mount a Johnny Carson biopic, including a feature and an NBC miniseries, both based on Bill Zame's book, Carson the Magnificent. Those were announced a decade ago. Nothing happened. On TV, Carson was portrayed by Rich Little in the wonderful HBO film The Late Shift. That's on HBO Max. Watch that if you've never seen that. Rich Little's in it for like 5 seconds, though, as Carson. And then there was the 2017 comedy drama series There's Johnny. That's the Paul Reiser show that takes place in the 70s and depicts the fictional goings-on behind the scenes of The Tonight Show. That show deserved a lot better. I'm really looking forward to that. I really like this tweet from James Urbaniak, who plays Dr. Venture on The Venture Brothers. James tweeted under a picture of the actual Johnny Carson, "Did you hear about this? They're making a biopic series about me starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's true. It's called 500 Days of Guest Hosts. Yeah. If you can catch the show on the wrong night, you'll just see Adam Driver as David Brenner." Speaking of movies, that Adam Driver as David Brenner line is hilarious and not a bad idea. This Bob Saget story just continues to have more and more wrinkles. From Yahoo, Bob Saget reportedly told the staff of the venue where he performed his final comedy show that he didn't feel good on the night he died. Yahoo says it's now been reported that Saget told a staff member at the Ponte Vedra concert hall that he didn't, quote, feel good. His, quote, hearing had been off, and it was taking him, quote, a long time to get over COVID. He said his hearing had been off, and that was the case the night he performed. He was asking the sound guys to turn everything up. Those are the words of Rosalie Cochi, a showrunner at the concert hall. She allegedly told that to Orange County Police during an interview conducted after Saget's death. According to an audio clip obtained by Page Six, Koji said, Saget said that he had been sick the night before, and sick in the sense of like his hearing was off. He said that he had a sore throat, that he was happy he had lozenges for the stage. Despite saying he didn't know how long he'd be able to perform that night, Saget wound up doing almost 2 hours. Prior to that show, he had finished a 90-minute long performance at Hard Rock. Koji said, I did hear him say, I don't feel good, but I'm ready to do this show. He said, this is what I do this for. It's kind of like he was talking himself up. Koji told authorities that Saget seemed okay at the time, and he was cracking jokes before the show. Of the performance, Koji said Saget wasn't sweating, he didn't miss a beat, and he came out very energetic. Let's take a walk up to Old Man Mountain. Up there, we'll find me making faces at Sebastian Maniscalco. Sebastian surprised fans at his New York City shows by giving NFTs to all ticket holders. He got the press of the first comedian to launch such an offering using the next-gen digital collectible technology. Sebastian said, I've never done this before, and hell, who knows, I may never do it again. I've always looked at New York City as a second home, and I've always had a special connection with the people of the city. I don't understand any of it. Bill Murray is also doing this from The Hollywood Reporter. Each token in the official Bill Murray NFT 1000 will have a unique graphic of Bill Murray and an accompanying text of a brief anecdote about the actor that he's either personally revealed to the company or has verified from previously published material. What are we even talking about? Luckily, The Hollywood Reporter has a sample. A sample Bill Murray story posted Tuesday was about Bill Murray's phone. It appears to be an 8-year-old BlackBerry Classic. He nicknamed the relic Bill Uri. Why? The M key doesn't work. If you've received a text from Bill in the last 5 years, the M's are omitted. So you give the company money for an NFT and you sort of own that story, something, something. I don't know. Don't get it. From Oregon Live, an unidentified man was captured on video Tuesday night interrupting a comedy show. All right, that happens all the time. But this guy was challenging Mike Tyson to a fight. TMZ has a video. The audience member interrupts a comedian on stage to talk to Tyson, who is seated in the front row. The man is seen pressing a very calm Tyson for a fight, hoping to, quote, upgrade his status.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week. But like, it was good for me, you know? Yeah, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There is a new episode of my casual travel podcast. Travel is back in the feed. This is the beginning of the Las Vegas episodes. I was recently out there and recorded a bunch of stuff. This week is me walking up and down the Las Vegas Strip with my portable recorder. That podcast is called Travel is Back, wherever you get your shows. All right. big announcement. You ready? Introducing Daily Comedy News Plus. I'm adding subscriptions. Here's why. Thank you all truly so much for supporting the show. By the way, calm down. Nothing's changing. Calm down. I'm adding a subscription / freemium option on Apple Podcasts. Nothing about the show, nothing about the feed changes from what you woke up to this morning. I'm truly thankful to so many of you who have supported the show, and there are two reasons I'm doing this. One, it's a pretty frictionless way to support the show. You sign up, and Apple Billing will take care of the money part of it. Nice and easy for you, for me, for everybody. Great. The second reason, and the real reason, there's a huge marketing opportunity here. I see Apple is increasingly putting an emphasis on the subscription model, and I think for me and for the show, it's still early enough to get in on that wave, and hopefully I can avail myself of some of Apple's promotional efforts. As an independent podcaster, I can tell you the hardest part of doing this every day is discoverability, and I see that they're pushing shows that have a subscription option, and I want to try and ride that wave. So if you like the show the way it is now, don't do anything. There'll be an episode in your feed at 3:05 Eastern tomorrow morning. Nothing changes. All right, Johnny Mac, so what is the deal here? The freemium model is $4.99 a month, you know, $5. Along with that will come an ad-free version of the podcast. By ad-free, I mean without all the commercially commercials. So on a normal day, you get a commercial before the podcast begins and you usually get three in the middle. None of that. That'll all be gone. It'll be an ad-free version. I will, however, continue to plug things like Travel is Back or Palace Intrigue or the other things that I'm affiliated with, and I will still do the Buy Me a Coffee stuff. But you won't get like commercially commercials, so they'll be ad-free. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to release the episodes early. For example, as I say this sentence, it is 1:12 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. I'll probably be done recording around 1:30, give me an hour, give or take, to clean it up. And then what I normally do is I schedule the episode for 3:05 the next morning so that it's after midnight Pacific. So in everybody's feed, it is quote unquote today's episode. What I'm going to do for the freemium subscribers is since the episode's done, I'll put it out on the freemium feed right away. So your $5 gets you ad-free, and you'll get the episodes a little sooner. If you don't want to do the $5 a month, no harm, no foul, nothing changes. You were expecting to get an episode tomorrow morning at 3:05. You're going to get an episode tomorrow morning at 3:05. Nothing changes. This is not a money grab. This is about the marketing. There's also going to be some bonus content in the feed that is part of what Apple wants people with subscription models to do. So I have released already Robin Williams Stories Part 1. That is something I had recorded a little ways back that I was saving for the main feed for the summer when I have some planned travel coming up. But that is now available on the freemium feed, available to paid subscribers only. Again, you're going to get it on the normal feed. You're just not going to get it until July when I travel. I hope this all makes sense to you. Please feel really encouraged to hit me up with any questions. The Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. There's the subreddit, Daily Comedy News. I'm on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Twitter's at DCNPod. You can email me, john@thesharkdeck.com. Happy to answer any questions. All right, so if you want ad-free and you want the episodes sooner, $4.99 on Apple Podcasts only. If none of that interests you, nothing changes. The podcast continues to be free and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Pocket Cast, wherever you get your shows. Jeff Foxworthy is catching a lot of grief. All he did was put out a special. People seem to be losing their minds that Jeff Foxworthy just did Jeff Foxworthy style material. Twitter is upset that his wife is a prime topic. One tweeter said, Jeff Foxworthy says my wife more than Borat. Another said, Jeff's brand of comedy, which is essentially hating his wife, should no longer be used. A third took to Twitter to say, the only takeaway from this Jeff Foxworthy is that not only does he not like his wife, he also doesn't like anybody born since 1990. Hey, everybody, it was a comedy special. Come on, what is wrong with everybody? Pete Davidson's mom is stirring it up. E! Reports a fan account posted a paparazzi photo of Pete and Kim driving around L.A. One commenter expressed how much they support the relationship, writing, she'll be pregnant with his child by the end of the year. All right, that's just random speculation from a fan. But Pete's mom, Amy Waters Davidson, saw the comment and responded, yay, in a now deleted comment. And this weekend in Chicago is the World Comedy Expo, tonight through Sunday at Laugh Factory, the Annoyance Theater, the Den and Second City's Up Comedy Club, also Donnie's Skybox. Live comedy events feature appearances from several Chicago artists and groups, including Abby Sanchez, Jamie Schreiner, Anthony Bonazzo, Mars Timms, Kieran Harrell, Becca Nix Tam, Stop Trying to Make Sketch Happen, that's a great name, and Box Office Poison, also a great name. Panels include the history of Chicago comedy. I'd like to check that out. That sounds awesome. That'll discuss how the city rose to prominence in the world of comedy. That's moderated by Kelly Leonard. Kelly Leonard used to be a bigwig at Second City. The three-day festival also includes workshops such as the intro to the art of slow comedy improv with Jimmy Corrine and improv for stand-up led by Rachel Mason and Susan Messing. My voice is shot. Follow the show for free on the usual places, or if you want to go freemium on Apple Podcasts, $5 a month for 30, 31 ad-free episodes. See you tomorrow.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.